Dr. Pinsky with the Mount I Am In, Michael Burns, B-U-R-N-S. Michael Burns was accompanied to the evaluation by his wife to help provide historical information. But as per the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Mr. Burns is a 68-year-old male who was injured at work on 10-12-21 when he fell, but he has no recollection of the fall. As a result, he believes he injured his head, scapula that was fractured, shoulder, ribs, and right ureter. But he was seen at Atlantic Care emergency room the same day and was admitted. He later had rotator cuff surgery in January 2022. But along the way, he was found to have a ruptured renal cyst and blood in his stool. He completed his course of active treatment in May of 2022. In paragraph as per his claim petition, Mr. Burns alleged he fell, injuring internal organs, left shoulder, scapula, ribs, head, and concussion. As per the medical record supplied, he was seen at Jefferson Health previously on 1/25/17 when he was admitted for one day. This was relative to his left shoulder. He was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio and had an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted as marked. His list of diagnoses included closed fracture of one right rib with routine healing, concussion syndrome, constipation, head trauma, hyperkalemia, hyponatremia, intractable pain, prostate cancer, unexplained falls, ureteral mass, and urinary retention. He also had a same day surgery on 4/13/17 for an elevated prostate specific antigen. He had this study done and was found to be 4.97, with high normal being 4.0. On an admission of 11/26/18, he was diagnosed with fibroblastic disorder. X-rays of his left ankle and foot were done. On 12/10/18, he was seen again at Jefferson Health as an outpatient. He was diagnosed with posterior tibial tendinitis of the left leg as well as soft tissue disorder. He was under the care of Dr. Bajorski and Dr. Heist, H-E-I-S-T. On 12/20/18, he had an MRI of the left lower extremity, whose results will be inserted here. He also had scratched that new paragraph on 12/17/21. He was seen by neurologist Dr. Bisangwa, B-I-S-A-N-G-W-A. He noted history of prostate cancer, presenting with lightheadedness and difficulty focusing after suffering a fall with a head injury at work in October. Had last been seen in November 2009. The MRI report was read as normal. His lightheadedness has resolved, and he feels almost completely back to normal except for his injured rotator cuff. He's going to have rotator cuff surgery on January 1st of 2022. Brady denies any focal neurologic or other systemic complaints. Period. He did ascertain a more detailed description of the subject event. Period. On that day, he was at work at a location where he usually does pressure washing and other maintenance activities. Brady recalls the sequence of events due to the head injury. Period. However, he was likely standing on a platform at approximately 3 feet and cleaning gutters. Period. Co-workers found him on the ground and he was confused. Period. He was admitted to Atlantic Care Hospital for about 4 days. Period. He had 4 broken ribs on the right side, a head injury, and possible torn left rotator cuff. Period. He had a large lump on the back of his head, but no bleeding. Period. CAT scan of the head was unremarkable. Period. He was currently taking pain medication. Period. The doctor diagnosed concussion syndrome. Period. Typically, symptoms improve within 1 month, but in some cases can be prolonged up to 3 months and rarely longer. Period. He wanted the petitioner to remain out of work or other significant physical labor for at least 4 weeks. Period. His other diagnosis was traumatic injury of the head. Period. The lightheadedness was most likely from recent addition of tamsulosin, which was decreased to once daily only 2 days ago. But this should resolve if tamsulosin is discontinued when he follows up with urology. Period. Doctor. Whatever that long name was. Needs to follow up with urology for his enlarged prostate. Period. An MRI of the brain was done and read as normal. Period. New paragraph, earlier records show he was seen at Atlantic Care Regional Hospital emergency room on 10-12-21. Period. He had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that showed multi-level degenerative changes with areas of bony neural foraminal stenosis. Period. There were no acute fractures. Period. He did undergo laboratory studies. Period. He related falling from a roof between 8 and 14 feet. Period. He was thought to have a scapular fracture that was not written in the original radiographic reading. Period. He received care for the next few days. Period. On 10-14-21, Dr. Burns diagnosed close head injury with concussion, comma, left scapular fracture, comma, right renal cyst rupture 2/2, traumatic injury without active extravasation, comma, incidental finding of possible right renal pelvis neoplasm, comma, bilateral renal cyst, comma, and chronic bilateral L5 pars defect. Period. He recommended additional diagnostic testing, both laboratory and surgically by way of cystoscopy and ureteroscopy. Period. He continued to be seen closely. By physicians including Dr. Kelly. Period. On 10-14-21, Mr. Burns was evaluated by Dr. SRINIVASAN, prepared, he noted a history of prostate cancer, for which he follows up at the University of Pennsylvania with Dr. Wein, W-E-I-N. However, he had been deficient in his routine follow-up due to COVID virus. But he is currently on active surveillance for his slow-growing prostate cancer, and his most recent PSA was approximately 6 months ago, but he was not sure of what the number was. Period. The doctor also noted the results of his CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Period. He diagnosed prostate cancer, right renal mass, and urinary retention. Period. He had an unremarkable CAT scan of the brain without intravenous contrast. Period. CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done on 10-12-21. Period. Mr. Burns was discharged from the hospital on 10-15-21. Period. He did have a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 10-12-21 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 10-18-21, he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room again, complaining of back pain. Period. He had recently been discharged from the hospital for syncope and fall from a ladder that occurred at work. Period. While at Atlantic Care, a ureteral mass was found on imaging for which urology was consulted. Period. The patient has intractable right-sided back pain that has not been relieved with the prescribed oxycodone and cyclobenzaprine. Period. He tried to see his primary care physician this day because his pain level was 12/10, but was told he could not do workers' compensation cases. Period. His pain currently at the emergency room was 3/10 after being administered pain medication. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine revealed mild degenerative changes, including grade 1 enterolisthesis of L5 on S1. Paired MRI of the thoracic spine showed mild degenerative changes with no cord compression. Paired he had a small right pleural effusion with associated airspace opacity. Paired he did have a chest x-ray that showed no acute infiltrate. Paired he had an acute fracture of the right 6th rib posteriorly, but no evidence of callus formation. Paired he had no evidence of pneumothorax. Paired they were to consider right rib study to further evaluate. Paired his diagnoses on this occasion were intractable pain, ureteral mass, hyperkalemia, prostate cancer, constipation, urinary retention, hyponatremia, and closed fracture of one right rib. But he was discharged from the hospital this time on 10-22-21. Period. While in the hospital, he was seen by nephrology as well as urology. Period. The paragraph, MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 10-18-21, but I think we already have that result. Period. He also had an MRI of the thoracic spine on 10-18-21. That has already been captured. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Bajarski on 10-26-21. According to his report of 10-27-21, period, he noted the mechanism of injury and course of treatment and diagnostic studies to date. Period. He was again accompanied to the evaluation by his wife. Period. Dr. Bajarski recommended he be evaluated by neurology for his concussion and agreed with the orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Ponzio. appeared he was going to return and follow up on 11-2-21, period. He was seen again on 11-2-21 and 11-4-21, period. He recommended lowering his dose of tamsulosin, period. He was going to follow up with Dr. Ponzio as well as neurology, period. Additional listed diagnoses were opioid-induced constipation, comma, opioid-induced urinary retention, comma, resolved hyponatremia, comma, probable upper GI bleed secondary to ibuprofen, comma, probable rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder, comma, probable urinary tract infection, comma, underlying prostate cancer. Period. On 11-4-21, he called the office with an increase in his back pain on the right, and when trying to initiate urine, period, he also had fever and chills during the night. On 11-3-21, period, he had continued elevation of his white blood cell count and a decrease in his hemoglobin, period. Dr. Bedrosky also reviewed the left shoulder MRI results from 11-2-21. That will be inserted from here as marked if we don't already have it. Period. The petitioner continued to see Dr. Bedrosky over the next several weeks. Period. On 11-11-21, Mr. Burns wanted to be evaluated by a different orthopedist than Dr. Dwyer, who he had seen on 11-10-21. Per Dr. Dwyer felt it would be prudent to wait a few weeks before any type of surgical intervention for the left shoulder regarding the supraspinatus tendon tear, and that he would treat the scapular fracture conservatively. Period. Dr. Bedrosky wrote an addendum reviewing his laboratory studies from 11-22-21. He also noted an MRI of the brain was normal, period. On 12-1-21, he wrote he had tried to see his private urologist, who was not available, so he was seen by another member of the group named Dr. Carpinello, as well as a nephrologist under workers' compensation, period. He reviewed the notes from Dr. Carpinello, period. He also reviewed right rib study x-rays. There appeared to be early callus formation at the fracture sites, but he was not able to appreciate a fracture of the scapula on routine x-rays. Period. Laboratory studies were again drawn. Period. He overall continues to present with minimal symptoms of pain secondary to significant trauma. Period. He was going to return and follow up on 1-14-22. Period. He was already scheduled for an MRI of the abdomen on 12-16-21. Comma, prostate MRI on 1-5-22 and upper and lower endoscopy on 1-12-22. Period. Left rotator cuff surgery was scheduled for 1-21-22, and he had neurology evaluations on 1-17-21-22 and 1-18-22. Period. On the visit of 2-8-22, Dr. Bedrosky captured the results of his upper and lower endoscopies, and that will be inserted as marked, period. On 4-21-22, Dr. Bedrosky noted he had a follow-up MRI of the prostate that revealed no dominant lesion, period. He had an MRI of the abdomen on 12/16/21 compared to a study of 10/12/21. Appeared it revealed a decrease in the urothelial, U-R-O-T-H-E-L-I-A-L, thickening of the right renal pelvis and proximal right ureter period. The findings presumably reflect resolving inflammatory or post-traumatic hemorrhage process. Appeared the right adrenal nodule was noted to be decreased in size when compared to the study of 10/12/21. Paired radiology recommended follow-up with CAT scan or MRI in approximately 3 months. Period. MRI of the abdomen from 4/19/22 was read as a decrease in size of the right adrenal gland, representing a resolving hemorrhage based upon the history of trauma. Appeared there was no discrete lesion seen or an abnormal enhancement seen. Appeared there was no visible urothelial thickening or enhancement of the right renal complex. Appeared simple bilateral renal cysts were noted. Period. New paragraph. Orthopedic evaluation was performed by Dr. Ponzio on 10/27/21. But in addition to the subject event, he elicited a history of arthroscopy of the left knee on 10/20/16 with repair of a meniscus. Period. He noted the results of his spine studies. Period. He also performed an examination and diagnosed post-concussion syndrome, comma, right flank contusion, comma, contusion of right back wall of thorax, comma, and complete left rotator cuff tear. Appeared he ordered an MRI of the left shoulder. Period. His review of the x-rays of the scapula and rib was not consistent with the diagnosis of a fracture. Appeared Mr. Burns was confused and not able to return to work until medically cleared by neurology. Appeared he is also having persistent neck and lumbar pain. Appeared however this is minor and should resolve quickly. Appeared left shoulder examines as if he has a rotator cuff tear. Appeared an MRI of the shoulder was pending. Appeared other diagnoses included prostate cancer and bilateral enlarged lymph nodes. Period. New paragraph. MRI left shoulder was done on 11/2/21 to be inserted. Period. On 11/10/21, he was seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Dwyer. Period. He diagnosed traumatic complete tear of the left rotator cuff, as well as closed fracture of the left scapula. Period. They discussed pursuing surgery and the appropriate preparations for same. Period. He followed up with the physician assistant on 1/31/22, 10-day status post arthroscopic rotator cuff repair of the left shoulder. Period. He also had arthroscopic acromioplasty, comma, subacromial bursectomy, comma, release of the coracoacromial ligament of the left shoulder, comma, application of collagen matrix graft on 1/21/22. His shoulder was sore on this day and had discomfort with any movement. Period. He was, his medications were adjusted. Period. Follow up here, continued. On 4/29/22. Period. Clinically, he had reasonable active and passive range of motion of the shoulder in all planes. Rate flexion and external rotation strength are actually moderate to excellent. Preview is going to recheck in 4 weeks and concurrently continue with physical therapy. Period. On 5/23/21, Dr. Dwyer wrote, the last 4 weeks he is complaining of new onset popping over the front of the shoulder outside of the glenohumeral joint and rotator cuff region. Paired clinically, he has surprisingly good range of motion in all planes and reasonable strength in all planes of motion. Pretty is tender over the distal biceps groove. Period. He was cleared to return to work with avoidance of overhead lifting and return in 6 weeks. Pretty did return on 7/13/22 and was working full duty 20 hours per week and was feeling better. Period. His visit of 12/5/22 captured that he was released back to work full duty, but was out of work for unspecified personal reasons. Period. Active and passive forward flexion was to 180 degrees. Period strength was moderate to excellent with resisted flexion, comma excellent with resisted external rotation. Period active internal rotation was symmetric. Period active external rotation was 45 degrees on the right compared to 35 degrees on the left. Period. He was allowed to continue full duty, having had an excellent surgical result. Period was also going to continue with the home program and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph, if we don't have these already. Insert on 12/1/21, he had x-rayed left scapula that showed no evidence for fracture or osseous lesion. Period. Dr. Dwyer did perform surgery on 1/21/22 to be inserted here. Period. MRI of the abdomen was done on 4/19/12 compared to studies of 12/16/21 and 11/16/21. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. General appearance. He was able to wear a backpack filled with records. Period. He lifted it easily with his left arm. Period. He was also able to remove his t-shirt overhead easily using both arms. Period. Head, eyes, ears is normal. Lungs and torso normal. Abdomen normal. Neurologic normal. In the abdomen, there was a heel transverse subumbilical scar consistent with herniorrhaphy. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed heel portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were 175 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T11, just shy of the normal range. Period. On the right, it was to T10. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, he wore sweatpants limiting examination. Spine, cervical, bilateral rotation actively was to 60 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic. He had several scars for cyst removals and other dermatologic procedures. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a physiologic gait, but complained of pain in his left knee. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 10/12/21, Michael Burns fell from a ladder at work and sustained multiple injuries. Period. He was taken to the emergency room and admitted. Period. He had numerous diagnostic studies and specialist consultations. Period. He was discharged a few days later. Period. However, on 10/18/21, he returned to the emergency room with increased pain in the back. Period. He received extensive treatment for his left shoulder, including an MRI to be inserted here. Period. He had surgery on the left shoulder by Dr. Dwyer on 1/21/22. Period. Follow-up with him continued through 12:5:22 when he had impressive range of motion and strength. Period. He was already back to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found him to be neurologically intact, save for memories of the subject event. Period. He was able to remove his t-shirt overhead easily, raising his arms above shoulder height. But he also easily lifted a heavy backpack with his left arm. But there was no tenderness about the ribs or scapula. But there was no tenderness or masses about the abdomen. Period. He had virtually full range of motion about the left shoulder, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had excellent strength at 5/5. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion of the cervical spine, consistent with his age. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. New paragraph. I will offer 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There's 2% for the presumptive diagnosis of fracture of the scapula that is healed. Period. I will also incorporate the rib fractures in this same category. Period. There is 0% disability relative to internal organs. Period. In terms of his head, specifically, there is 0% permanent partial disability. Period. Relative to his concussion, there is some disability for which I would defer to a neurologist. Period. And